Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lentes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Alocha base, starting Daf from Chesamud base on the bottom in the two dots. The Gemara in the previous Daf gave us the Toilodos of Choyrish. Choyrish is plowing, all of the Melochos that are similar to plowing. Now we're moving on to the next Melocha. Next Melocha is Zoreya. Zoreya means planting, and the Gemara brings it to Lodus of Zoreya. Says the Gemara, Kol dovor shu haya mavchil es haperi, anything that makes the fruit grow better, chaya mishum Zoreya, is the chiyuv of Zoreya. Zoreya is planting. Hanoteya, someone who plants. Hamavrich is someone bending the branch of the tree, putting it to the ground. Hamarkiv is grafting. Hamikarsem is cutting the dry branches out of the tree. Hamizared, cutting the wet branches when there's too many branches. Hamifasil, removing the psoilus, removing the dirt. Vehamizayim, making sure to take out the bugs that are in the tree. Hamifarik, removing stones from the tree. From Tessa Mudal, the work continues. Hameavik, covering the roots with dust. Meashin, putting smoke in the tree in order to take the bugs out. Hametaleah is removing the bugs directly. Hakoitim, removing some of the leaves in order to make the tree not as heavy. Hasach, putting oil. Vahamashke is watering. Haminakev, making holes to fill them up. Ve'oisebatim, making a certain house around the tree to protect it. Ve'choldovor shum la'avkel zaperi, anything that makes the fruit grow better. Chayim shum zoreya, in all of these cases, it's part of the melacha of zoreya of planting. Segwa of Zeiru of Chia Ba'ashi B'Shem Ka'anam. Hanuteya B'Shabbos Chayim Mishu Zoreya. Nuteya is planting a tree. Yuchayim Mishu Zoreya, which is planting when you're putting on the seeds into the ground. Rav Zeiru Oymer has Zoymer K'Nuteya. Zoymer is cutting branches. That's also like Nuteya, like planting a tree. Because by cutting out the branches, you make the tree grow better. So the Gemara at this stage understands that there's a Mechlekes. Rav Kehano learned that Nuteya, means planting a tree, is like Zoreya. Rav Zeiru learned that the Zoymer is like Nuteya. Meaning that Nuteya and Zoymer are the same Melocha. But Nuteya and Zoreya are not the same Melocha. That's like what understands at this moment. So says the Gemara, Nota v'zomar b'shvis, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim, on Shmito, someone went to plant a tree, and he also cut the leaves of the tree, the branches of the tree. Al daita the Kehana chayev shtayim. According to Rav Kehana, you have your two things. You have Nuteya, which is the Zriyo, and you have the Zmir, cutting the branches, which is another Melocha, as the Pasuk says clearly. Sotcho loisizro, the karmacho loisizmo. You have two Melochas, Zriyo and Zmir. So because Nuteya is like Zriyo, and you have another thing called Zmiro, there's two different Melochas, you have two. According to Rav Zeiru, that Nuteya and Zoymer are the same. And the Gemara understands, right, Nuteya is not Zoreya. So if someone went and did Nuteya and Zmiro, they're both the same, and it's only one Melach and Shmita. So the Gemara, no. Klumar Rav Zeiru, Ela Zoymer K'Nuteya. All Rav Zeiru said was that the Zoymer is like Nuteya. It's also making the tree grow better. The Gabi Shabbos is considered to be under the category of Nuteya. But, and we're using here again the Yusra of Chaim, the Shema, and Nuteya is Zoymer. But did he say the Nuteya is Zoymer and not Zoreya? Meaning he agrees that Nuteya, planting a tree, is a melacha of Zoreya. And by Shmito, that the Torah clearly distinguished between Zoreya and Zoymer, because it says, Sot cholusizro vekam cholusizmor, so clearly the Torah says to live in melachos, Rav Zeiru is not telling us that Nuteya is more Zoymer than Zoreya. It doesn't say that. That's the Gemara goes on. It says, Akolya bichlal zriyo v'yotso zmiro l'achmir l'atzo. The fact that Shmita has a pasuk of zmiro is even though zmiro is also part of zriyo, but the Torah put it on its own thing. It has its own pasuk. But it's not that Nuteya is not Zoreya. Mimele, v'yotso zmiro l'achmir l'atzo at poitur mishum Zoreya. I mean, because Zmiro is on his own, you're going to say Nuteya is not Zoreya? We're not going to say that. Havelishamyo, not of Zomer b'Shabes, according to Rav Chaim, it's not of Zomer b'Shvis, Valdaya Kano, Valdaya Devzeir, Chayev Shtayim. They all agree you have two because there's two psukim, one for Zmiro, one for Zriyo, and Netiyah is more Zriah than Zmirah. So you have two, because one for Zriah and one for Zoyner. Continues the Gemara going to the next Malacha, HaKoitzer, someone who harvests. Tanya Bchiyo, HaKoitzer is when you harvest grain. HaBoitzer, that's by grapes. HaMoisik, that's with olives. HaGoyder, that's with dates. HaToylish is with Zroim. Ve'oire is betaining with figs. In all these cases, kulam mishu koytzes, all the tolodos of harvesting. Says the Gemara, hen the gozos sfoik gumi karulin. So these are three different types of grass. Sfoik gumi karulin. Someone who cuts that out, chayim mishum koytzer mishum noteya. Because when you cut it out, you're cutting, and then it helps whatever is left to grow better. So you're doing both. You're both doing ktsira, and you're doing also netiya. You're also doing planting. Similarly, says the Gemara, I am the gozaz, the one who cuts out, kuzba, which is coriander, karatin, which is leek, karpus, which is celery, gargar, and triximoin, other types of vegetables, and also besumin, and nano, type of mint, chayim mishum koitzer mishum zerah. The same idea, is cutting off something, and he's also making it grow better. Rabbi Yosi bar Abayi mishum shimon melokish, anoisin atzitz nakuv, agabei otzitz nakuv. Someone who takes out his nokov. What's also nokov? You have a plant that has a hole in it, so it's nurturing from the ground. You pick it up, it's not nurturing from the ground anymore. And he's putting it on top of another plant which has a hole in it, so it's going back to nurture from the ground. So chaybalam ishu koitzer ishu zariah. Koitzer when he picks it up, zariah when he puts it back in, even though it's not the same level, it's not going to nurture the same way that like it was before. Someone takes out the curse of shikmo. It's a type of tree that you cut it off and every it grows every year and you cut it off and it grows again. So there's three things that chayav in it. It's not arguing what we said before. Just it's part of what we said. Cutting it off, so you're benefiting. You have the branch and you grow, the next thing grows better. But when you go and smooth it, then there's makia padish. He concludes the malach has to do with this branch. One of the kids should amin adon the tzayet kaver, someone who captures fish. You said anything you're taking out from its place of its habitat. Chamishu koitz is also koitz. Koitz is not only something connected to the ground, but something that belongs to a certain place. You're taking it out, that's also koitzer, that's also a type of harvesting. So one of the next melacha is v'ameamer. V'ameamer is we put in piles, gathering. So one of Shmuel bar sastoi bai told us aimer mai zohi. What is the told us the similar melachas to imur? Raisi shamis tam min Abshimin b'shem avachov aleis ayado mas shomas. I heard from Abshimin what it is, but I don't remember what it is. So it says the Gemara Ma'ikah doing. So what really it is? The Gemara starts with another melacha. Says the Gemara. Ayin the kosi is oiris, someone who cuts rice, seorin, barley, and chaliko, a type of wheat. So someone who's kosis, which means he grinds them, is chaimishum dosh. That's the malach of dosh, the malach of threshing. Ayin the shotach, tzalin, tzimukim, mesul solo, bukalto. Someone who spreads out figs, or raisins, and the two foods that come from Sal Bukalto, so Chayim Mishum Me'amer, because when he goes on and gathers what he spread out, that's called Me'amer, putting piles together. And because this is the one that the Testament Basin says, Kol Shu Negea Be'oichil Chayim Mishum Me'amer. When you put food together and the food is touching each other, meaning you're making piles out of it, you're making some bundles out of it, that's the issue of Me'amer. Be'klipo Mishum Dash. If you're just touching the peel, I mean removing the peel, that's the malacha of threshing, removing the bad from the good. Hadoi says so, a woman, kad me'arvo b'chitayo mishum merakdo. When she mixes and moves around wheat in order to get away, to get rid of the psoilus, that's the issue of merakit, which is sifting. Kad me'farchayo b'rashayo, when she goes ahead and grinds it, the top of it, that's mishum dosho, that's threshing. Kad me'tabro b'tzadayo, when she breaks out the peel on the sides, mishum boireres, that's boire taking out the bad from the good. Kad misfayo, when she grinds it, mishum tuchenes. That already you get to the level of toichen. When you're taking the wheat and making out of it a flour. Kad minapayo, when she goes and she spreads out the dirt even more, that mishum zoire, which is winnowing. She finished, that's Makah Patish, finished a full melacha. The Gemara goes on to bring other examples like this of different stages, each one is a different melacha. Haiki Tinayo, that's flax. Pekufno, when you hit it out, to take it out from its peel. Mishum Dash, that's like threshing. Pe Meurovo, when you hit it out with Meurovo, that grinds them more. That's Mishum Toichen. Beafsatiso, hitting it even more, now it's already on the next level. Mishum Zoyre, winnowing. Pekaf, you're using a spoon. Mishum Boyer, that's selecting, taking the bad out of the good. Kad Mefaleg, Mishum Menapis. When you're splitting it, that's another melacha called Menapits. Kad Metalish, when he pulls it out, Mishum Mechatech. That's the parting of cutting in an even way. Kol Melachto, Mishum Makeh Patish. Finished, that's Makeh Patish. Hayen the Shochak Tumo, the one who grinds garlic. Kad Mafrech Birishayo, Mishum Dash. When he starts beginning with the grinding, that's threshing. Kad Mifchor Beklupayso, when he comes and takes away, selects the good, the takes the bad out of the good, Mishum Bayrit. When he presses this down with a kli that grinds it more, mishum toichen. Once he puts water into it, mishum lash. Lash is the isur melacha of making dough. Kor melachto mishum makipatish. Finish the melacha, that's makipatish. Hayen sikuro, the types of seeds. Kad makhed begagire beklupoisei. When he removes the peel, mishum bayir, that's the isur bayir. Kad mechatet be mirgazayo, when he grinds it a little bit more, mishum dash, that's threshing. Kad shochig mduchose, once he puts it into the grinder, mishum toichet. Kad yoev mashkin mishum lash, once he puts water, it becomes lash, putting like preparing dough. Kad mashke be antarin, he takes the seeds and he puts it into a place where it becomes into a something thick, it becomes a gush. So there is chaya mishum boine, he's building, he's creating something over here. Once he takes it out of where it's sitting, that's called cutting. So we have different types of melachas, and each one, the Gemara is bringing us that can be very similar to each other, but it's different stages of the process, belong to different stages of melachas that we have in our Mishnah. If you take fish and you're squeezing liquid out of them, because he wants to eat the fish, butter. I don't need the water. If he wants it here, but if he wants the liquid, chaya, then he's chaya because of dash. The Yisrael of Chaim is Rav. Rav Omar, kvoshim shesochton, which means vegetable, which is pickled. If he squeezes liquid out of them, im legufon mutter. If he's doing it because he wants to eat them, it's mutter. It's melachah shen tzach legufo. If he wants the liquid coming out, it's usher. That's a problem of dash. Shelokois, vegetables that were cooked with very hot water. Bein legufon, bein lemeim, the Gersa of Chaim is mutter. Then it's allowed. Because once it's cooked, the liquid is not considered to be a separate liquid. It's just part of the food. It's like taking food out of food. Shmuel Lama, echad kvoshim, echad shlokois. Doesn't matter if it's pickled, if it's cooked. Bein legufon, bein lemeim, osur. They're both are osur. He holds they all considered to be liquid. And he holds a melocha, shen tzicho legufo, your chayav. Says the Gemara, Omer, chizkiyo. Hadod the Rav that spoke about the vegetables, Pilgi al Rabbi Yochanan, that spoke about the fish. Omer le hamono lama. Why are you saying they're arguing? They both are differentiating between if you need the liquid, then it's a problem of dash, or don't need the liquid, it's okay. So he says that reason is pashut. The hen omar osur mutter. Rav said that if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for the actual vegetable and not for the liquid, it's mutter. Mutter mashal lechatchil is mutter. Rabbi Yochanan did not say mutter. Rabbi Yochanan just said if you take the fish and you don't need the liquid for itself, then it's potter. It's potter, but it's usher. It's not mutter to do it. So there's a machlekes over here if you're allowed to do it lechatchila. As Rabbi Chaim explains, the machlekes is like this. Rav holds when you do it for something that you don't need the actual water, it's not considered to be the derech of the melacha. So it's you're allowed to do it lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it is derech, but it's melacha shen tzich legufo, then you're potter. It's potter, but it's usher. You're not allowed to do it. Says one of my memel, batzal, shirisko, you took an onion and squashed it, imli ten tam, osur, imli tzisur, for mutter. If to make it a better taste, said it's osur, because he's creating your food. But if you want to just take out the bitterness from it, Rav Chaim says, it should not be mazikim, so then it's mutter, because he's not creating food, the food was there already. Rav Zeir, b'shem avuno, tznoin, radish, toim no emelch, you put a little into salt, for a little bit, without shelo yishe, as long as it doesn't leave it there for a long time, because then it's really fixing out the reddish. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Nun Tes.